I rise today to ask support of legislation that I've sponsored, Senate Bill 527, that seeks to establish the Office of Inspector General in statute. This is legislation that passed the Senate and the House last session, went to the governor, resulted in a veto by the governor. And since that time, I have worked with my colleagues, across the aisle, have continued to have conversations with our current and previous Inspector General, as well as conversations with the administration to work through some of the issues that were raised in the governor's veto message. This legislation quite simply takes an existing office, an office that was established by executive order in 1987 by Governor Robert Casey, and builds upon this great idea by Governor Casey to ensure that we have an office and an inspector general whose central mission is to identify and eradicate waste, fraud, and abuse in executive agencies of state government. And it certainly seems to me that at a time in which we face tremendous fiscal challenges, and a time when we have increasing difficulty ensuring those who are in genuine need of state services are able to get the help they need, the help they are entitled to, it certainly seems to me that we ought to work in a bipartisan way to do all that we can to identify areas, waste, fraud, abuse, malfeasance, and to eradicate that. So the legislation seeks to establish this important office in statute where it currently exists by executive order. It enhances the powers, the investigative powers of this office, which has been sought by the Inspector General. And we believe, or I certainly believe, that some measure, particularly with the enhanced investigative powers, some measure of independence is important. Last session, we had language in this bill that would require the Inspector General as a cabinet-level position to serve at the advice or with the advice and consent of the Senate, that the governor would nominate the Inspector General and that nomination would come before the Senate for our advice and consent. Based on the feedback that we received throughout the process from the governor's veto, a committee hearing that the state government committee held, we removed that language from the bill. I continue to believe that an important provision in the bill is that the Inspector General can only or should be fired for cause and not at will. I believe that with these enhanced investigative powers, that is an important provision. I'm not the only one who believes that's an important provision. The National Association of Inspector Generals in their statement of principles for the Office of Inspector General articulate quite clearly that the statute should contain provisions to help establish and maintain the independence of the Inspector General and the Office of Inspector General, that procedures should be established for the appointment of the Inspector General and for the removal of the Inspector General only for cause, only for cause. Again, these aren't my words. These are the words of the Association of Inspector Generals and their principles and standards for the Office of Inspector General. Additionally, we are experiencing today a debate on the federal level with the role that the chief executive has to remove someone from office with investigative powers at will or for cause. And I think there's been bipartisan concern for that. And I think we're right to have concern with that. If anyone in the executive branch of government, or there may be an investigation that might be embarrassing to an administration of either party, Republican or Democrat, it certainly seems to me that someone with these enhanced powers should not be able to be dismissed just at the whim of the chief executive, to be dismissed at will. So this is an important provision that is in the bill. I'm only aware of this being the only concern that has been expressed to this point by the administration or in committee This is the only concern that has been raised. I, however, believe this is an important provision, and I hope that we can work in a bipartisan way, to place this important office in statute, to enhance the powers of this office, and in a bipartisan way to make a statement that governors, Republican or Democrat, should not be able to remove someone from office with these enhanced investigative powers at their whim, for at will.